Cake for everybody? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As dramatic as it was, the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage doesn't provide any federal protection from getting fired if you get gay married. And of course, it doesn't require bakers to bake you a cake unless there's a state or local law. Which is why there's a big push underway for laws fully protecting every sexual orientation. But that might not be necessary, because a legal shortcut has emerged. The case involves two former players on Pepperdine's women's basketball team who claim the coach tried to badger them into quitting because he thought their relationship was a little too close. It got so bad, one of the women tried to commit suicide. The U.S. District Court turned down the women's claim of discrimination based on sexual orientation, but the judges went on to admit that the distinction between sexual orientation discrimination and plain old sexual discrimination has become really fuzzy lately. For example, since Pepperdine gets federal money, it has to obey the Title IX rule that male and female athletes be treated equally. Well, a member of the men's basketball team is clearly allowed to date a female basketball player, so to be equal, a member of the women's basketball team should also be allowed to date a female basketball player. The district court said a policy that female players could only be in relationships with males inherently would seem to discriminate on the basis of gender. And if that view holds up, it would mean that wherever federal money is involved, sexual orientation is already protected. No new laws necessary. Everybody is already entitled to cake. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.